This is The Knight Checkmate, a Star Wars prequel trilogy fanfic written by Chance Kras and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Jen, with additional tags for AU of an AU, time travel fix it. This story is part 4 of the Of Queens, Knights, and Pawns series, but stands well on its own. Summary. Obi-Wan was telling the truth. He might have been drunk at the time, but he was telling the truth. Author's notes. So one of the prompts I got on Tumblr was from Yule Rule, who asked, I wish you would write a fic where Obi-Wan time travels. Since the last chapter of Queens is still in my mind, I had Queens Obi-Wan do the time traveling. So I'm going to add it to the series, but I really don't think this is ever going to go farther than this. As always, hope you enjoy. Background notes. Of Queens, Knights, and Pawns is a time travel fic wherein immediately post The Force Awakens Leia winds up time traveling back into the body of just the very first few minutes of A New Hope Leia, and then changes ensue, including she has a run-in with Obi-Wan. He had told Leia. He had told her that he didn't think that he would have a restraint when it came to interfering in the past. And that if he found himself in the same situation, unlike her, he would do something rash. If he was recalling his drunken words correctly, it was stab Palpatine. She had looked at him like she couldn't believe he was capable of it. That he, Jedi Knight Obi-Wan Kenobi, was incapable of murdering someone in cold blood. It was nice that she thought so highly of him. Mustafar had taught Obi-Wan he was capable of far worse things. It turns out he was absolutely correct on what he would do, despite her reassurances that actually being there would change things. Anakin's voice cried out in shock. Obi-Wan! There was pain and grief intermingled as a Sith fell to the ground. Obi-Wan wasn't quite sure what happened or the precise details of how he got here. All he knew was that he fell asleep on Yavin, and the next thing he knew he was standing in an elevator, Anakin at his side talking about something. Obi-Wan blinked and looked out the domed glass window on their ride. He nearly burst into tears as he saw the Jedi Temple, whole and gleaming in the sun, across the way. Leia was correct on one point. It was all very sudden and extremely disorienting. It had taken him several seconds to remember to bring his shields up. The Force was full of so many lights. Such a vibrancy and soft touch that he had forgotten, and all he wanted to do was wallow in it. And then there was Anakin. Obi-Wan just watched in silence as he went on and on about their mission, complaining that the Jedi didn't have the resources needed, the outdated tactics of some of the older Jedi Masters, the obstinance of the Senate, his hope that the Chancellor could secure more resources for them. There was a smile on his lips as he spoke of ending the war soon, but a tightness around his eyes that Obi-Wan couldn't remember seeing on his face before. But that didn't mean he hadn't seen it on someone else. Leia. He had seen this look on Leia. Obi-Wan knew now it was the look of someone desperately trying to pretend that everything was under control. Had he really not seen this when he was younger? How could he have missed it? At first, Obi-Wan didn't realize they were in the Senate Dome. He was too caught up in watching Anakin, marveling that his brother was standing right there, to pay too much attention to where they were. When the doors opened, and the voice of Palpatine slithered in, Obi-Wan was sorry to say he froze. He just stood there, watching as the Sith Lord glided up to Anakin, extending his hand, crying out how good it was to see he had survived his latest mission. Obi-Wan watched as Anakin flowered under the praise and positive reinforcement. He watched the calculating gleam in Palpatine's eyes as the Sith Lord carefully watched Anakin's face. Then the monster pretending to be a person turned to the elevator. "Master Kenobi," he said, nothing but gentility radiating off of him. "It is always a pleasure to see you as well." Obi-Wan stepped out of the elevator. He could feel Anakin's confusion as he maintained his silence as he approached the man who had inflicted so much pain on his life. He said nothing as he stopped directly in front of the man, wondering at fate and the Force. "Master Kenobi?" There was nothing but curiosity in those kind-looking eyes. "Are you well?" "No," Obi-Wan said, keeping his voice light and pleasant. "But I will be." And with that, he withdrew his lightsaber and stabbed Palpatine right through the heart. After that, it was a riot of confusion and noises. When Obi-Wan came to himself, he was looking into Anakin's confused eyes. His eyes flickered around, surprised to note he was no longer standing where he had been. Anakin had seemingly pulled him away from the body, where several of Palpatine's guards were standing over the corpse, blasters drawn and aimed at him. "Obi-Wan!" And Anakin shook him. Oh, that was what had gotten his attention. "I can hear you, Anakin," he said. "There's no need to shout." Anakin's eyes blinked in surprise. Then his face twisted in lost confusion. "Obi-Wan, why?" Obi-Wan reached up and touched that face. "Because I love you," he said. "I should have told you that long ago. You are my brother, and there is nothing I wouldn't do to see to your well-being." "And that involves killing one of my closest friends?" Anakin's confusion was lessening, replaced by both exhilaration and wariness. "He wasn't your friend," Obi-Wan snarled. "Then what was he?" Of course, that was the moment Palpatine's body exploded with a wave of the Force, seeped in the dark side, knocking everyone in the room to the floor. Apparently, this was a thing Sith Lords did when they died. Who knew? Probably Luke, but since he wasn't born yet, he could be forgiven for not mentioning it. But Obi-Wan did have to admit, even in death, Palpatine had exquisite timing. He thought that answered Anakin's question quite nicely. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for You Stole My Name as a stocking stuffer or treat for ITPE 2018. On your list, you had asked for original trilogy or prequels. I really like someone fixing shit, time travel, Obi-Wan preventing or fixing things. I feel like this snippet got all of those things in one fell swoop, so hopefully you'll enjoy this. Thanks to Chance Creds for having blanket permission to Popfic, and I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.